appellant is not here for number, the second case, 25288. Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you give your name for the record, sir?
Chief Mark Petruzzi.
From Vernon?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you represented by an attorney, sir?
No.
Okay. A summary of your case, Chief?
Thank you. Thank you for your time this morning. The appellant applied for a pistol permit to the town of Vernon, and in the process of filling out the application, did not disclose a previous protective order that was issued by a court in the previous 5 years. And upon looking into the issuance of the protective order, it was due to an assault that allegedly occurred prior to that.
Would you like to summarize your case, sir?
Yes, so I think I was misinformed from my lawyer in terms of how to fill out the form properly, and I actually should have actually asked him, and I didn't, and just from my recollection of a couple months prior, he mentioned that because of that incident and because of the fact that it was dismissed, that I could say no to, not having been, quote, arrested. And I think the next question after that about the protective orders within the last 5 years, because there were, emergency protective orders that happened, but then it was dismissed within, days. And so I was just misinformed and just filled the form out too.
Your case in chief, Chief?
Essentially, in the summary of my case, due to the fact that the protective order wasn't disclosed, and then looking into it, the fact that it was connected with an alleged domestic violence case brought to my concern that I feel it should be more time and distance from the incident. For the fact that a court found it actually appropriate to issue a protective order for an individual before issuing a full permit.
And the protective order was issued at what time? On what date?
It was issued in 2022.
May 9th.
You're saying it's been.
Sounds about right.
I will agree to that, yes.
Okay. Would you like to cross examine the chief?
I would say there has been adequate time, and I don't think the actual.
This is just if you have questions for him at this point.
Questions for him? No.
Okay. Questions from the board?
Now, Chief, when he applied, was that charge still under the Nolley period?
Yes.
I noticed you didn't note that in your case. I just. So it actually hadn't been dismissed when he applied yet.
I believe it was under the Nolley
period. Yep. Thank you.
Chief, have you had any other interactions with him in town? Any other cause for concern?
Cause for concern.
Do you have any details of the nature and circumstances of the incident that led to the protective order?
I have a copy. As the case was Nolley, I don't have the particulars in front of me on it at the moment.
Did you read it at the time when it was still available? You could share? Or have you asked the appellant?
I have not asked the appellant about it, no.
So you don't have anything. So it is the only. Never mind.
Any other questions from the board? Your case now, sir. It's your turn now.
Oh. I guess I don't have too much more to add. I think there was a, you know, I think an unfortunate incident where I was getting a divorce, and this was before the actual divorce, and I was living both in the same house, and it was
much louder.
And it was, I guess it was just a, it was an unfortunate incident where, you know, I was unfairly blamed. I now actually have full legal and physical custody of both of the kids due to the fact that she has been in and out of rehab and was not very stable at the time. But, you know, I don't want to, you know, get into any of that. Honestly, so after this, I realized that what I could do is just apply for the state eligibility certificate, which is actually all I was really looking to do. I'm a member of Rockville Fish and Game, looking to be a range safety officer so that I'm an assistant scoutmaster, and we're looking to get Rockville Fish and Game to be a scout site. And so just looking to, you know, engage in those types of activities. And my son is on the Nutmeg Clay Crushers, which is a trap and skeet league that meets at Hartford County Club on Saturdays. And so I have the eligibility certificate, so I'm able to, you know, transport his, you know, shotgun to and from that target practice. So I kind of have what I need. So, but I would like to, you know, get the full thing, mostly because when I go into gun stores, they look at me weird because I have a green stripe on my thing, and I, you know, half of them, you know, stare at it for about a minute or two before they will talk to me.
Would you like to cross-examine, Chief?
No.
Where do you live, sir?
In Vernon, still at the same house.
Questions from the board?
How long have you lived in Vernon?
For about 12 years.
For about 12 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Any interactions with the police other than this? Because an in-house search obviously didn't show anything, so that's why I was trying to figure out how long you've been living there.
Yeah,
I haven't had any interactions with them.
I mean, I think just kind of normal. I got one of the officers to come when I was a Cub Scout, Cub Master, to, you know, we went to the...
So that was a positive interaction.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
More so like traffic stops or like they're asking you what you're doing or something like that.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. All right. Interactions.
All right. Sounds good.
Other questions? Yes.
I believe in your the form that you filled out in response to the denial. You said that you thought the NOLI had cleared the charge from your record.
I was looking at the timing, and I thought that the NOLI had passed. And I have the form here, and I was trying to look at the actual questions. You know, so have you ever been arrested for any crime? I was told by my lawyer I can, you know, because it was dismissed, that I can check no. And then the next question,
have you ever been convicted? That's the next, the question, and it's the last.
I haven't been convicted under the laws.
It was the protective order question is very specific regarding, I think it's something to the effect of regardless of the outcome of the case.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I mean, that was my misunderstanding that I my lawyer, he didn't misadvise me. It was my misunderstanding,
yeah.
And I you know checked no. Should have checked yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Please tell us about the nature and circumstances of the domestic violence incident that led to your protective order. What happened?
The basis of what happened was I was living in my downstairs first floor guest bedroom at the time, and she was upstairs, and it was in the morning, fortunately, when we were getting all the kids to school, and she was unhappy that I had my clothes outside of that one guest bedroom, and it was because there were clothes on the couch, and so she woke me up in the morning by opening the door and throwing clothes into my room. And so I had one of my shirts, still, you know the shirt, and she grabbed the shirt and tried to grab it from me, and I didn't let her do that. And she, when she tried to grab it from me, she then said, ow. And so the police were called. It was a male and a female. The male interviewed me, the female interviewed her. And then there was some discussion. I don't know what, you know, was told, but she then went upstairs into her, she went away. They both were questioning me. She came out and said, I would like the female to look at something. And so she then produced a mark that was on the back of her back and then said that I had thrown her and hit her, which did not happen.
That was my question. Did you strike her?
No.
Push her?
No.
Push her into a wall?
No. The one physical interaction, like I said, was I did not let her take something that was in.
Are you implying that she caused that mark when she went into the bedroom alone?
I'm not lying. I don't know what
no, I said implying.
Oh, sorry.
Are you implying? Are you implying? Because you didn't say
yes,
that.
Yes, I am implying yeah. that. Yeah, my implication is that what she heard that I could be arrested if she had a mark on her.
And was she arrested?
No.
And you went to court sometime after
Subsequently,
that?
Subsequently, she
did. Pardon?
She's had DUIs and been in and out of rehab.
No, I meant for this.
No, she was not.
You went to court, and the protective order was issued, probably the first day.
Right.
How long was the protective order in effect?
I don't have that answer.
Well, sometimes they're a week, sometimes it goes on for a year.
No, more. it was on the order of a week or two. Yeah,
right.
It was.
The incident was May 9th, right,
mm-hmm.
of 2022.
Right.
When was it nollied? How much court? I mean, how many times you go back to court? I'm trying to figure out how serious they took it. The court.
I don't have that information on me, unfortunately.
It was May 9th. Was it done in June? Was the case over?
I believe so, yeah.
You think in June?
Yeah. But then there was some, I think,
if I may answer that, sure. I have that. Our record shows a nolly date 11/20/2023.
Which is when the period happened. Like, so that, I mean, help me understand, but I think that's the period, that's when the period ended.
No, the nolly date would be when the period started.
Okay.
Correct? Is that what you're...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you were in the court system from May 9th, 22 to 11/20/23. Did you go to any programs, anger management, domestic violence prevention programs, anything? What did you do in that period, that year and a half period regarding the case?
You're saying 11/20/23?
That's what my record is, yes.
I don't. I had emergency custody about in May of 2023 of my kids. I don't think the paperwork.
Was the criminal court involved in the custody arguments or discussions? Just trying to figure why it took so long to nolly it.
I don't know that number, that date is right, and I don't know enough of the timeline, but I don't. My recollection is it was very quickly dismissed, and then there was a period for which, like, the court held on to it for a year.
Yeah, it'd be 13. It'd be not if it was nollied. It'd be nollied. Then they hold on to it for technically reopen it for 13 months.
Yeah. So I think that 11/23 is that end of that 13-month period because
that would be the erasure date, basically.
Okay.
If it's the end of the
13. Yeah. I mean, I can't speak to that. Not having that on my lifetime line in my notes, but I had emergency custody of them in May of 2023, and the divorce was actually finalized in January of 2023.
Alex, excuse me, sir?
It's for the board.
That's for the board.
Oh.
You can use the cup. You can use the cup.
You can take the cup. Take the cup now.
Use the cup.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, my timeline, I was living with my sister. May I put that down, which was that date of the incident. And then January of 23 was the actual divorce. And then by May, I had emergency custody.
You didn't have any court-ordered programs to attend, anything
no.
like that?
No.
How many times did you go to court?
I'm not sure I went to court officially. I think it was dismissed.
Well, you would have gone the first day.
Oh, to get the actual order.
Yeah. And then you must have gone back to get it nollied or...
Yeah. To be honest, it was during divorce.
Yeah,
so
put it this way. Was it just two times, or were you back eight, nine times?
No. Yeah, I think two times.
All right. Thank you. I'm trying to figure out how serious...
Yeah, sorry for not coming a little bit more.
Any other questions from the board? Time for a final argument? Or have you already made a final argument?
Yeah, I think I'm all set.
Okay. And Chief?
Just summary. The form is very clear about disclosing when you're subject of a protective order. Domestic violence concerns are one of the more overriding concerns when it comes to issuing a pistol permit. The five-year mark for me has been one that I've fairly used in the past to be able to determine whether or not we've cleared the issues. And the lack of disclosure on that was concerning enough for me to deny the permit at the time.
Thank you. Colonel Overton.
Sure. This is a denial by the Vernon Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is the appellant's failure to check yes regarding the question of a protective order. There had been a protective order issued in May of 22. When he applied in 2024, the appellant should have checked yes to that question since it was within the five-year mark. And the chief also had concerns regarding the issuance of the protective order in the first place since it was due to a domestic violence incident. The appellant has no criminal history. The chief said he's had no other cause of concern for the appellant getting his pistol permit other than that one issue. The appellant said he was going through a divorce at the time. He is wants to become or is a member of the Rockville Fish and Game. He's a scoutmaster. His son participates in clay shooting events. As note, he does have an eligibility certificate to purchase firearms and ammunition at this time.
Thank you. Comments from the board? Ready for a vote. Chief Rosenzweig.
I share the same concerns the chief has about, you know, having domestic violence there, and that's why I was asking the questions about how the court took it and trying to figure out the seriousness of it without an actual report. But there is no conviction there, no other incidents before or after, and the appellant apparently has guns now and shoots regularly. So I'm going to go with the appellant.
Attorney Evangelisti.
The appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Yeah, I believe this was a good faith, honest mistake, and I don't think the appellant is a threat to public safety, so I vote for the appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Likewise for the appellant.
And I vote for the appellant.
Thank you. We'll wait until we have to wait a little bit to call your other case.
No, he's here.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Did you have a question, sir?
Just the next steps, like I'll get in.
Yeah, you'll get a letter in the mail, and then you can.
Thank you.
Thank you.